Community service clubs are in it for the people. Members socialize, they hold events in the community, they give to their neighbors through service projects. All of those things are hard to pull off in a socially distanced way. Dana Vollmer reports on how Bloomington Normal Rotary Clubs have adapted.
Rotary Club members typically meet over a meal, coffee or breakfast at a church or hotel. Dozens of people from all walks of life come together. Retirees, working parents, and young professionals looking for networking opportunities. Those meetings are still happening, but like many things virtually, and with mixed reaction from club members. Fred Hahn is president of Normal Rotary Club.
There are a number of folks within our club that are hampered by poor internet connections or lack of technology necessary.
About 40 people usually turn out for a regular meeting of Normal Rotary. Since they've gone virtual, participation is about half that. People float in and out, but Hahn says some have kind of fallen through the cracks.
Yes, we have difficulty with keeping in touch with members. Maybe they don't have email, maybe they don't are not on Facebook. Be that as it may, there are some that just don't feel comfortable in a virtual meeting. So those folks have sort of backed away.
And that's not a problem unique to the club in Normal. Joe Michalecki is president of Sunset Rotary.
There's three or four members we have not seen very much of. We keep reaching out to, but there's extenuating circumstances in each of those cases. Some are working more than one job. Many of our jobs have changed significantly.
Largely, though, Sunset Club membership has stayed strong. Michalecki says technological hiccups were minimal for their club. They also adapt meeting traditions.
We're a very touchy-feely, sometimes hugging kind of club, and so we've moved to virtual hugs.
Before the pandemic hit, Michalecki says the last person to walk through the door of the meeting was bombarded by a group hug.
They'll bring up an image each week that just signify, hey, there's your virtual hug, whether it's a teddy bear or something else that's appropriate. But it's a nice way to welcome folks in.
Michalecki says the virtual format has actually opened some doors. When they were meeting in person, the club would usually host a speaker from the Central Illinois community.
By Zoom, we can pull in anybody anywhere. So in terms of, we're accustomed to pulling in somebody locally, whether it's a non-for-profit or some organization, we can literally reach across the globe if we wanted to now.
For example, the group is currently working on a project to donate books to children in the Democratic Republic of Congo. With Zoom, they'll get to meet people in Africa. What is trickier is finding service projects the clubs can safely plan and do. Big annual fundraisers like Oktoberfest, crawfish boils, and pork chop dinners are all canceled or postponed until further notice. Most clubs are taking in-person meetings and events on a month-by-month basis. Some have already decided nothing will happen until at least January. Some clubs have money problems. Most are spending down reserves and unused membership dues that would usually go to things like refreshments at in-person meetings. Marianne Webb is the past president of Bloomington Rotary. Webb says that money only stretches so far, and they've also needed it to support members in some cases.
There were a couple of other people that dropped out because they lost their job. We've got a pool of money where we're trying to keep them in, if we can.
Webb says the club is currently working on a project with the Salvation Army to provide sanitary supplies like plastic utensils and individual condiment packets, small COVID-19 mitigation steps that can be really costly for a nonprofit. But Webb says the club is raring to get back in the community.
For us right now, we're trying to find some projects that can be hands-on besides just giving dollars.
That's been a struggle for other Rotaries as well. All five Bloomington Normal clubs teamed up to sponsor and volunteer on a Habitat McLean house this build season. Given the threat of the coronavirus, members haven't been able to work on the site in months. Fred Hahn with Normal Rotary says projects like that are a big draw for members, including himself.
It's very difficult to wear a mask when you're doing heavy carpentry work. And that really, it puts a crimp in my style because I just love getting out hammering and sawing.
Hahn says until he can pick up that hammer and saw again, the focus will be on community outreach and figuring out what people need when in-person projects resume or how the Rotary can be helpful from behind a computer screen. I'm Dina Vollmer.